Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
Amen, amen. Shalom, shalom, everyone. Grace and peace in Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Shalom, Israelite. Grace and peace. Grace and peace. Amen.
Shalom.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That brother Nakomi.
Shalom.
Shalom, Israelite.
Shalom, brother.
Shalom, Israel. Shalom, Israel.
All right, shalom, family. Can you hear me?
Shalom, Brother Isaiah.
Shalom, man.
Hey, grace and peace, family.
Grace and peace.
Grace and peace. Yeah.
Grace and peace.
Man.
Shalom, shalom. Well, just finna get worried. I thought my phone was tripping again. I thought we had internet over here. Anywho, welcome again to another episode of the Sounds of Living Waters and Job Israel, the Commonwealth of Israel. And tonight we're dealing with the Spirit of Meekness and Charity Bible Study. Class coming out of Peoria, Illinois, with our brother Isaiah Brown. And today reading from is Nakomi Swanson of the Nation of Peace out of Minneapolis, Minnesota. And tonight's precept is put thy child's name above thine own. Okay, all right. Put thy child's name above thine own. Okay, well, can't wait to hear that one. So, everyone, please, mute your phones. Nobody want to hear your backgrounds when we're trying to listen to the lesson, all right? So mute your phone, all right? So with that being said, we're going to turn this over to Brother Isaiah Brown.
Amen, amen, amen. Grace and peace to my beloved family on the Sounds of Living Water with the Bible Blog Talk Show that is called The Spirit of Meekness and Charity. And just like Brother Joe said, the lesson is, put that child name above thy own. And to be honest, I had another precept I wanted to do, but after having a conference call and to hear the beautiful words that Brother Paul said, you know, I think the Father moved me to put a lesson together dealing with some of that. And, you know, and definitely for us to understand how important it is for, you know, us to put our child's name above our own. You know, that's just how we go. You know, like, for example, if you was an architect or an artist or whatever, if you started the foundation, It's only right and fit for your child to do better than you. That's why we raise our children up. We raise our children up to be better than us. Or if you're a martial artist or a fighter, whatever, your job is to teach your child to be better than you. And that's what this thing is all about. You know, and like the scripture that we're going to start out with. I'm not going to say it because we're going to read it anyway from the first one. But that's what this precept is about. It's just to get an understanding to see how important it is for us to be on our job. And remember, when your child is growing up, whatever you say, that means it's right on the money to them. You know, if you say the sky is orange, hell, the sky is orange. You know, if you say that, if you tell your child that your child is beautiful, hey, you right on the money. I'm beautiful. But just imagine if you teach your child the word of God, your child would be like, hey, that's the word of God. Because we all have issues in life. You know, we all get our trials and tribulations. But the whole thing is to teach your child not to make the same mistakes you made. And if you teach them and they take heed and obey, that means they're going to do better than what we did when we were growing up. So it's a blessing and all. And the reason why it is so important to place your child above you is because that means you've done your job. You've done your job as a parent. You took care of your child. You showed him the ropes of life. But most importantly, you taught your child the word of God. This is what this precept is going to be about tonight. It's a short precept. You know, the Father is very merciful and has blessed me very, very well with this project, because I just hired my first editor for my comic book that's coming out in February that's called Samson. I was on the phone with him earlier before the blog talk show started, and I got some brothers in Germany. I have brothers in Germany that's that want me to place my workout for their video show or video editing. So, you know, things looking up, and, you know, it's a blessing when you just take care of, you know, when you just do the best you can to serve the Father. He bless you and put you in positions for you to take care of his business, and everything we do is for the Father. So he's very merciful on that. So once again, my name is Brother Isaiah, and my reader tonight is Brother Nakomi. So I'm going to ask all sisters to please cover your head, and brothers and all the brothers to please uncover your head, face the east if possible, turn towards Jerusalem. I'm going to pray us in, and the Nakomi will read whatever the Father put on his heart. I'm going to give you guys a couple of seconds to get that done. Amen. After this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
For they that keep holiness holy shall be judged holy, and they that have learned such things shall find what to answer. Wherefore, set your affection upon my words, desire them, and ye shall be instructed. Wisdom is glorious, and never fadeth away. Yea, she is easily seen of them that love her, and found of such as see her. She preventeth them that desire her in making herself first known unto them. Whosoever seeketh her early shall have no great travail, for he shall find her sitting at his door. To think therefore upon her is perfection of wisdom, and whoso watches for her shall quickly be without care, for she goeth about seeking such as are worthy of her, showeth herself favorably unto them in the ways, and meeteth them in every thought. For the very true beginning of her is the desire of discipline, and the care of discipline is love, and love is the keeping of her law, and the giving heed unto her laws is the assurance of incorruption. And incorruption maketh us near unto God. Therefore, the desire of wisdom bringeth to a kingdom. I have read Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 6, verses 10 through 20. May the Lord bless the reading of his word in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen,
man, bro. Amen.
Amen. Great script, bro. Great script, as always. Now it's time for us to tell the scriptures up to shreds and to get, let's see if we can get a better understanding. You know, it's because it's just a lot of things that, you know, the Lord put in my heart, you know, this month and last month. You know, just since I'm a single father and taking care of my child, you know, it's very important for me to understand how to raise her, because no one else is going to do it for me, you know. But the one thing I do know is that whatever I do, make sure she learned the word of God, because that's what it's all about.
Amen.
Like Solomon said in the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 12, you know, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God to keep his commandments, for that's the whole duty of man. So that means teaching her the word of God is more important than school. It's more important than all this other stuff that's out here, because that stuff will get you across the street, let alone God's kingdom. You know, it's just so many things that it's like so many things that people teach a child for in vain. Like, for example, I just found out that, you know, my daughter is failing in science class. But she's only 6 years old. You know, I don't know if that's a new thing to you guys, but when I was growing up, all we had was math and reading, or like spelling. But you know, it's like they don't even allow kids to be children anymore. But I know that's the world we live in. Today, we are about to get into this precept, you know. And if you have any kids that's young, you know, or whatever, let's take heed to this precept. So, sisters and brothers, let's go into the book of 1 Kings, chapter 1. Let's go in the book of 1 Kings, chapter 1. It's because before David passed away, something interesting happened. You know, and this is what we need to take heed to as well. But in order for this to happen, we're about to read. You know what? I ain't going to even say it. I've been spoiling y'all since I've been 30 years old. I ain't going to say nothing. We're in the book of 1 Kings, chapter 1. And Brother McCombie, all I need is verse 47. The book of 1 Kings, chapter 1, verse 47. Will you get it, bro? Go ahead and read.
1 Kings, chapter 1, verse 47. And moreover, the king's servants came to bless our Lord, King David, saying, God make the name of Solomon better than thy name, and make his throne greater than thy throne. And the king bowed himself upon the bed.
So now when I read that, the very first thing that popped in my mind is how? How can your son accomplish something like that? How? Let's find out how. Let's go to the book of Proverbs, chapter 22, verse 6. This is how. The book of Proverbs, chapter 22. And we're going to read just one verse. The book of Proverbs, chapter 22, one verse, and that verse is verse 6. Let's get the how. When you get it, go ahead and read.
Proverbs 22, starting at the 6th. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it.
That's how. So if you have a child, do all in your might to teach him or her the way of the Most High God.
Amen.
Teach your child. Because when your child get a certain age, you should have you an automatic reader. When your child come of age, you supposed to have somebody to read for you when you're taking care of your business. And it's to prepare your child, get ready to take care of his father's business. Because this is one brother, I salute him. Oh, my gosh, I salute him. I forget his name. He got one of them 13-letter names. so I can't remember his name that well. But it was, it touched my heart so good. These children had to be no more than 7 years old chopping the book up. Their father recorded them doing a lesson about the blessings and curses of the children of Israel. I was like, dang, they cold.
Yes, they were.
I was like, dang. That's what the hell I'm talking about right there. You mean to tell me that the kids had to be no older than 6, 7, or 8 years old? Maybe 9 if I'm pushing it. That's what I want with my child.
Amen.
Because we find so many other ways to try to get things done, but they be at home. We want to try to bring everything together, but the Lord is always telling you the children are first. The children is the future. If the children is the future, then you're supposed to be doing everything in your might, but most definitely keeping yourself in line and in order what's written in the pages of the book. Because whatever
that's
you do,
right,
they watch it. That's why if I sit up and cuss and my daughter cuss, I ain't about to go ahead and attack her. That means I got to slap myself across the head because she got it from me. Everything I do, she mimic. So if she's going to mimic everything I do, that means I'm damn sure supposed to make sure I'm walking right. Because they watch it at a young age, they watch it.
Yes, they are.
They are watching. Because some of the beautifulest things is happening right now in my life, man. And I don't even deserve it. I gave my daughter, she loves these little grill Polish hot dogs, right? I'm talking about my baby has been so chubby, I gotta watch it. You know, I was cooking up some food, right? And I was on the phone talking to my sister as soon as I got off work today. So, you know, I'm cooking up food and stuff, and I was going to give it to her. Man, my daughter yelled at me. She was like, wait. I'm like, what? She said, I haven't prayed yet. I said, amen. Go ahead and pray, baby. I said, now this is what the Lord is talking about.
Amen.
This is what the Lord is talking about. Now she know how to pray to the east. She knows she is Israel. She knows that her fathers is Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So that means, through the grace of God, man, I think I'm doing all right. Because I didn't know none of this stuff when I was growing up.
Me neither.
Yeah.
Me neither. I didn't know either, Isaiah.
Oh, man. I'm telling you right now, boy, I was probably one of the baddest. My daddy gave me a whooping. Me and my brother, he gave us whoopings every single day. That's how he got his workout. Tearing us up. Because we, boy, I'm telling you, all we did was cuss and talk crazy and everything at a young age. So to see where I was at and then see where she at, the Father is merciful.
Man.
But in order for you to place your child name above your own, you got to train up a child in the way he should go. And when he is old, matter of fact, we'll say he and she is old, he will not depart from it. So if you don't want to get your head smacked and smashed open by the Most High, then you better be teaching your child. Because sometimes we just don't know what's wrong. Some things might be going wrong in our life, but not even knowing that the problem is sitting on the couch watching TV. What are you doing with your kids? How can you get yourself together and leave them behind? If anything with the brothers or sisters or any groups is coming together, the children should be there first. They need to hear it the most. Because the book just said, you train up your child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it, right? Also, let's find out what else will happen if you teach a child something. Let's go into the book of Matthew, chapter 5. The book of Matthew, chapter 5, and all I want is one verse, bro, and that's verse 9. The book of Matthew, chapter 5, and all we need Big Bro, is verse 9. When you get it, go ahead and read.
Matthew's chapter 5 and 9. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God.
So then you got to train your kids and teach them how to be peacemakers. Because if you teach them at their youth, according to the scriptures, they won't depart from it. So at the young age, you teach them how to be peacemakers. Because if we do it that way, it said they shall be called the children of God. We have work to do. Of course, we have our job we got to go to. You know, of course, we got our lessons we got to do. But the whole thing is that we should always make time for our children to make sure they go in the right way. Because remember, time is flying, y'all. The Lord has speeded time up in my eyesight so fast that one day only seemed like it's 10 hours. A week seemed like 3 days. And hell, a year still seemed like 6 months. Look how fast time is going. So if time is blazing like that, just imagine how quick the children are growing. So you don't want to just chill back and don't deal with them, but it's about time they're 11, 12, 13, and now they don't want to have nothing to do with nothing no more besides go out and have fun with their friends.
Right.
So while they're at that age, you teach your children. Do your part, and then when they get old enough, you can send them right to the Father so they can get ready for His purpose. But it's our job to teach them. But you also want to teach your children how to be peacemakers because they will see God.
Amen.
What else should you teach your child at a young age? What else should you teach them? Let's go into the book of Exodus chapter 20. We're in the book of Exodus chapter 20, and Brother McCormick, I know I've been doing you wrong with just one verses, with your amazing reading. So I'm going to let you start at verse 1. You can read all the way down to 17, but nonstop, okay? So the book of Exodus chapter 20, verses 1 through 17, when you get it broke, go ahead and read.
Starting at the 1. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in the heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them, for I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, in showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore, the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's.
Hey.
You got 18 years to teach your children this. Scriptures, is it 21 or is it 20 when you're suitable for your own sins? I always get that mixed up. So when is it in the call me? 21 when the Lord find you suitable for your sins, or is it 20?
20.
Okay, 20. So you have till they're born or understand it, probably around 1, 2 years old, maybe 3, all the way up to 20. You got yourself a job to make sure you teach them this right here, because this is what's going to save their life. You teach your children not to have no gods before him. No gods. No images. So all these pagan holidays that people were stooped up in, by the time they're 5, 6 years old, they should understand very well. I'm working on that right now. And I also understand that in case if you have a unbelieving spouse that you use to date or whatever, it can get a little bit difficult. I understand that. So I know that we need to do the best we can to be in that situation. But if the parents is full-blown, understanding scriptures, understand the word of God, then they really ain't got no excuse. But if you're a single parent and the other is an unbeliever, then I understand that you just got to do the best you can. But from growing up all the way to 20 years old, when it's suitable for their own sins, you got yourself adopted. You got to teach them about these holidays. You got to teach them to cool it out on the Sabbath day. Relax your body. Relax your bones. Teach them that. Even though I know they got to do sports and stuff like that, I understand that. We're not talking about that part. But just in all, teach your children to relax and be cool on the Sabbath day. Teach them you got to honor me. You got to honor your father. Don't be jealous of your friends because they got that pretty bike or desire to have their own things, because, Lord willing, we're going to get you one yourself. You have all these things for the 20 years that you're with your child before the Lord find them suitable for their own sins. You have yourself a job to do. This is how your child could be greater than the things that we've done, because we don't know. We grew up, we did whatever came to our mind. But if the Most High blessed you to be into the truth, and he blessed you to have your own child, then you better do every damn thing any way possible to teach that person, to teach your child to be better than you. And you start these off definitely with these Ten Commandments. Because the Lord said, if I throw you in captivity and you be in somebody else's land, I'll build a little sanctuary around you if you keep the commandment. So maybe if everybody was doing that or trying to be best to do it, maybe we'll have all this murder in the streets. Or maybe by keeping these commandments and teaching your child better youth, they won't be stolen off on the streets or is considered organ donors. Because you got a lot of that now. Because I did some research. You know how many kids? Do y'all know how many kids alone in New York City, Chicago, and all these other big cities? How many children come up missing and they find their bodies with their organs gone? Do you know how big that is? Do you know that social media is lying when they say amount of kids is stolen off of the streets or lost their life? Do you know how many parents are still looking for their children? Try the millions a year.
Mm.
They put up this post even over there in China. Random guys with black, they always got black trucks, just walking down the street, pick a child up, and don't nobody see them but the camera. About time you check the surveillance cameras, it's too late. Do you know how many times I walk out
the
street? Well, go ahead, sis.
No, I didn't mean to cut you off.
Go ahead. It's a short lesson, so anything possible, please say it. Go ahead.
No, well, we watch the news like constantly every day. I watch it because my husband watches it too, but he really watches the news. But the other day we were watching the news, and these two young girls, I think her sister was 6 or 7 and she was 13, and they were on their way to school, and her mom, you know how us teenagers were. We're like, oh, can we, start up the car? Can we drive the car? Whatever. So her mother gave her the keys to start up the car so it could warm up. And her baby sister was outside with her, and all of a sudden some man just came up, snatched her 13-year-old sister, threw her in the parents' car, and took off with the car with her 13-year-old sister. She's been missing for a whole month. So just stuff like that, you know. It's just, that just brought that to my attention. We see stuff on the news every day, even at Walmart. We just went to Walmart the other day. And seeing all these pictures of recently, since August, all these children missing, and most of them teenagers. And I'm like, baby, all of these teenagers are missing from this area, and they can't be found? So they're doing something. You're right. Something's going on.
Oh, yeah, big time, you know. And like I said before, just remember, everybody that's paying attention, listen to this, okay? Listen to this. This is nothing new. The only reason why we know of it now is because of technology. This stuff been going on for a very long time. You know, definitely the police brutality or anything that's being out in the opening as new, it's always been happening. But we just didn't have the technology or like the cell phones to capture it. But it's always been happening. But like the story that my sister Rhea just that she just told. You know, if your child is a servant of the Most High God, and you keeping the commandments, and you teaching your child to keep the commandments, then who's gonna be with them? That holy angel. Hedges, always around and about you. Matter of fact, keep your marker here. But let's go in the Book of Job, chapter 1.
Amen.
It's because I know it's scary, but I got faith in the Father, you know. I be getting worried sometimes, but I'm not going to worry, because as long as I do right and I teach my child, I ain't got a damn thing to worry about. Because
that's
he
right,
go watch
amen.
His own. You know, and a lot of people get scared and sin and stuff like that, but the Lord is telling you what's the problems you can cause for yourself when you don't do what he say. Now, I keep my prayers for him because, I mean, it's a scary thing. But one thing I do know is this right here. The Lord take care of his own. So, Brother Nicole, go on the Book of Job, chapter 1 for me. And read verses, we go read verses 8, 9, and 10, and verse 11, and verse 12. Yep, my bad. So we read verses 8 and read verses through 12. But I cut you off on that segment. You get it? Go ahead and read.
Job chapter 1, starting at the 8. And the Lord said unto Satan, Hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, Do of Job fear God for naught? Hast not thou made an hedge about him, and about his house, and about all that he hath on every side? Thou hast blessed the work of his hands, and his substance is increased in the land. But put forth thy hand now, and touch all that he hath, and he will curse thee to thy face. And the Lord said unto Satan, Behold, all that he hath is in thy power. Only upon himself put not forth thy hand. So Satan went forth from the presence of the Lord.
Whoa, now let's check this out. Now, y'all know when y'all dealing with me on this blog talk, so you go think for yourself. I'm not just going to sit up here and just point things out and just pass it on. We go think about it. And then I'm going to show you another script according to the scriptures when I'm talking. Because I'm trying to pull the scripture out right now. Hold on one second, y'all. I'm using one hand. Okay, hold on one second. Hold on one second.
One second.
I'm sorry, y'all. My Bible OCD hit in. Y'all know y'all be having Bible OCD sometimes. Okay, hold on one second. We'll find it. I'll find it in a second. So,
how about saying, wait 3 seconds?
Do you? Okay, so now, we just read what Satan the devil do on a daily basis. This just didn't start with Job. What we just read didn't start with Job. The same situation that you see happen back then, it's the same thing that's happening now. So in order for kids to or whatever to get snatched up, you don't think the Lord know that? But in order for that to happen, then it's obvious that the Lord had to take his head just away from that person. Because this is one thing I've learned. The Lord will not be mocked. Do you think it's a coincidence that the Lord said he showed mercy unto thousands of them that love him and keep his commandments? So if we want our children to be right, then we got to do right. Ain't no telling what the cause is. Because if you keep the commandments, what do we have? We have hedges around us. That means the devil just can't come and just pick anybody up as he please. But in order for him to pick up whomever, then he has to have an okay. Think about it. Hey, they ain't keeping the commandments down now. Look what them doing. Look what they're doing. She probably, I'm just making something up, but she was sleeping with dude boyfriend right there. She was sleeping with that man right there. That's a married couple. So what we could do, Lord, you got your hedges around them. Can I get them? Then it's all up to the Lord's grace and mercy. Either you can have them or you can't have them. They still got a couple of years of my grace to prove themselves right, or they don't have that grace to prove themselves right. Because the book said he showed his grace and mercy to whomever he pleased. So this ain't no weird thing or no strange coincidence where you see these things happening to these people getting pushed off up in these streets. Because the scripture said, if evil enter into the land, have not the Lord done it? So that means I can't look at no man that's just going to push somebody off of the street. I got to watch my behavior and make sure I'm right with the Lord so that don't happen. So ain't no mere man just walking about, just doing whatever. Oh, here go these kids. Let me go ahead and snatch them up. That spirit had to get the okay from the Most High God. So now we got to see how very important it is for us to make sure we do right with our children, make sure they keep these commandments, make sure we do all we can to have our walk right so the Lord can always keep his shield of protection around us and our children. Because we've seen the hedges that left David's house when he slipped up in the flesh. We've seen that already. But we all know that the book is here to show us examples of what happened when you fall short. There's a consequences. So if you want your hedges to stay around you, if you want your hedges to stay around your family, if you want your hedges to stay around your substance, and if you want your hedges to stay around your children, we got to walk right and do all we can to get this thing right, to keep these commandments, to do better with our thoughts and our heart. All these things play a big part of it. I just want to throw it out there since we was talking about the matter. You know, just in case people be like, oh, you know, this is happening, that is happening. Remember, in order for it to happen, the Lord had to okay it. If the Lord didn't okay it, it won't happen. So let us all be mindful of that. We just read the commandments. You teach your children commandments. Make sure you keep them. Make sure you keep them with the Big Ten. You get to their babies all the way up to 20 years old when they're suitable for their own sins. You have 20 years to get your child ready for the purpose of the Most High God. and to do all in all of your power and might to make sure that they straight. After that, they on their own. Just know that you did your part. What else should you teach your child? We understood. We learned that we should teach. We should keep them in to teach them how to be peacemakers. We also learned that we should teach them how to keep the commandments. But it's also something else you want to teach your child with too when they're growing up. Let's go to my favorite verse in the Bible. Let's go to the book of Matthew, chapter 25. Let's look at what else you should teach your child. Oh, excuse me. Let's see what else you should teach your child. We're in the book of Matthew, chapter 25, and we're going to read verses 31 through 40. We're in the book of Matthew, chapter 25, and I lied. I'm sorry. I meant to say 14 through 30. 14 through 30. And when you get in the comment, go ahead and read.
Matthew 25, starting at the 14.
Yes, sir.
For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods.
Uh-huh.
And unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1. To every man according to his several ability, and straightway took his journey.
So that's tab. So when your child is in your house and they're starting to get older, you know, they might be in high school, they might be in 8th grade, 7th grade, 6th grade, 5th grade, yada yada. Then you should start to see some type of ability or skill that the father could put in that child for his purpose. You know, your child might be able to sing. Then you should teach your child or show your child, hey, you know, you got a wonderful voice. Sing for God. Let me put you in a choir class or something. You know, try to write your own song. Or if you might, you know, have a child that might be growing up and want to be an artist. You know, sit down with your child. Hey, man, it's pretty nice. Hey, look at these characters in the Bible. Make David a character. You see Moses. Hey, the book said his face shine. Hey, draw me a picture and show his face shine. Yeah, do that. You know, if you have a poetry writer, you know, hey, you got you some good stuff. Put something together for the Lord. See how that come out. Them ready for their abilities to take care of the Father's business, because the Lord gave every man a talent. And if you see your children have this talent and you know it's from the Lord, then we have to do all we can as a parent to make sure they get that right. Because if you just give them a talent and they just go all in about, they might use it for different purposes. But just put the thought in their head to use it for the Most High God. Go ahead and read.
16. Then he that had received the 5 talents went and traded with the same and made them other 5 talents. And likewise, he that had received 2, he also gained other 2. But he that had received 1 went and dig in the earth and hid his Lord's money. After a long time, the Lord of those servants cometh and reckoneth with them. And so he that had received 5 talents came and brought other 5 talents, saying, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained beside them 5 talents more. His Lord said unto him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. He also that had received 2 talents came and said, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 2 talents filled. I have gained 2 other talents beside them. His Lord said unto him, well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things, I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. Then he which had received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew thee that thou art an hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown and gathering where thou hast not straw. And I was afraid and went and hid thy talent in the earth. Lo, there thou hast that is thine. His Lord answered and said unto him, thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knewest that I reap where I sowed not, and gather where I have not strawed. Thou oughtest therefore have put my money to the exchangers, and then at my coming I should have received my own with usury. Take therefore the talent from him, and give it unto him which hath 10 talents. For unto every one that it hath shall be given, and he shall have abundance. But from him that hath not shall be taken away even that which he hath. And cast ye the unprofitable servant into utter darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. When the son of man.
That's good, bro. So what we just read is this right here. So let's look at verse 30. Verse 30 just said, and cast ye. Well, let's start up a little higher. Let's go to verse 24. And he said that, then he which had received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew thee that thou art an hard man, weeping where thou hast not sown, and gathering where thou hast not strawed. And I was afraid and went and hid thy talent in the earth. Lo, there thou hast that is thine. So, as a parent, it's our job that this is never mentioned. It is our job to not to get it that far. Because if you teach your child from his youth all the way up with a talent, then that means you was helping your child with that talent. You was showing him the right ropes and way to deal with their talents that the Most High God gave them. But if you see your child with a talent and you just look away bad, you ain't paying no attention to it. You going on about your business, then there's a chance that that talent might be lost. So if you see your child with a talent, it is your job to push him and to encourage him to do your talents for the Most High God. So I'm talking about my daughter draw all over my artwork. I'm glad I got a scanner so I can go ahead and delete her marks off my writing. I'm going to take care of my business. But whatever she draw, boy, I make it seem like she just drew a picture that D'Angelo the painter did. And I can already see her progress. My baby girl
right.
Already know how to divide her face up. She already knows how to divide her face
that.
Up. Yeah.
You're so happy. You're so proud.
Yeah. I'm so proud of my baby. She already defined the face up. You see, but that just didn't come in one day. She used her color pencils, she used her crayons, and she used her pen. And she said, hey, Daddy, come take it out. She always tell me to close my eyes, right? She said, okay, close your eyes. I close my eyes. And somehow she know I'm about to get over dramatic, so she runs and hide up under my table. And I'll be like, oh, my gosh, look at this picture. Who drew this? I can see the eyes. I can see this. And then here she comes. She running with her face all red. So you see the hair? I said, yeah, I see the hair. Who this supposed to be? Oh, this is my friend. I said, oh, my shit. Baby, this is beautiful. And give her all tons of kisses. Because that's going to mean something. That's giving her the courage to keep going. As long as Daddy said it, that's all that matters. Or if you're a parent, and if your child growing up, all it takes is for you to be proud of them, to hell with everybody else. Because what you say at that age is gold. Whatever you say is right on the money. So if you say it's good, it's good. If you like how I drew my little wrinkle apple, then, hey, that's good enough for me, long as mommy and daddy like it. And to encourage them to keep going and move forward with the talent that you can see that the Most High has given your child. That's how this thing is done. This is how you are able to place your child's name above your own. Start them at their youth, work with them from their youth, all the way up to 20 years old, and ready to face the world. Now you got yourself a servant of God. Now you can sit back, go face the east in your heart. Hey, Father, You gave me this child. You blessed me with this child. I did all I could in my power to get him prepared or get her prepared for your purpose. Keep your shield of protection around her. And now it is time for her to face this world and to be about your business, Father. And it's time for you to sit back and let the Father deal with your child, because you did your job. Of course, everybody make mistakes and stuff like that, but hopefully their mistakes won't be as big as the mistakes that we have done. And it shouldn't, because if you taught them already, that means it should be in their heart when they out and about. So a little food for thought on that. And, you know, in case you got kids that's growing up, just be mindful of it. Whatever your child do, look at it as if it was pure gold. I ain't talking about some look at it for a second, like, oh, good job, you're going about your business. Because eventually they're going to be like, oh, he don't care anyway. The hell with him, I'll take my drawing somewhere else. But whatever your child do, you look them in the eye and put a big old smile on your face and tell them you have done a great job. And let's go to the book of Deuteronomy chapter 6. It's because we got to really take heed to this thing here. It's because we're talking about it, but skip what I'm saying. The Most High said, let's check this thing out. Let's go to the book of Deuteronomy chapter 6, and we're going to read verse 7. No matter of fact, start at 6. Read verses 6 and verse 7. When you get it, bro, go ahead and read.
Deuteronomy chapter 6, starting at the 6th. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up.
So that's how you praise thy neighbor above your own. Every second you get, you talk about the word to them. You in the house, you're talking about it. When you're out and about, you're talking about it. When you're sitting down, you're talking
Amen.
About it. When you're rising up, you're talking about it.
Amen.
Ain't nobody else gonna do that for your child like that. So it's up to us to make sure we're doing this. Verse 7 is powerful. Verse 7, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. You start that with their youth. Don't wait until they're 10, 11, 12, 13 years old. Then it's going to get harder because they're not used to it, and all you're going to probably be doing is boring them anyway. Start at the youth all the way up so they know it's a routine. Tell them about our King David. Teach them about Moses, the meekest man that ever walked the earth. Teach them about Joshua, the greatest captain we had. Teach them about the Most High, Jesus Christ. You got you some daughters teaching about how cold he was, like JL. Teaching about Esther. Talk to them about Psalms, the book of Psalms. Teach them about the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding in the book of Proverbs. So like I said, I'm fully convinced that this Bible is infinite. So when you go and sit down, something new should be popping up every single day. But in order for you to place your child above your own to do better than you did in your lifetime, then you got to do what the Most High said to do in verse 7. You teach your kids this. You don't be all lost in your own world, doing your own thing, and they just out doing whatever. No, you better have your child right there with you. Because when I'm out in the front room in my little office area, take care of artwork, my baby right there with me. When she want to draw, and pull up your little itty bitty green chair and sit on the side of me, and you can draw with me too, baby. We talk about the word of God often. And through the grace of God, I can start teaching her even more and be more consistent with it. But the Lord told us exactly, man, you do this all day in your household. Because if you do, just imagine the hedges. Just imagine the mercy. Just imagine the blessings that can come your way when you're teaching your children. Because look how Job did it, man. Job, man, he was even doing sacrifices just in case if they curse God in their heart. We get to be about this one for our kids.
Amen.
You don't. If I don't, any brother or sister that's listening to this blog talk show, if we don't do what verse 7, what do you think can happen? Let's find out. And then we're going to break something down. Let's go to the book of 1 John chapter 5. We're in the book of 1 John chapter 5, and all we want is verse 21, bro. The book of 1 John chapter 5. Well, let me see. 1 John. Oh, I'm sorry. What the heck I got here? Oh, okay, amen. The book of 1 John chapter 5, and let's read verses 21. Because this is really big. This can happen big time. Mark my words. Pay very close attention. I'm going to break this down and tell you why. We're in the book of 1 John chapter 5, and verse 21. You get it, you? What the book say?
1 John 5, verse 21. Little children, keep yourselves from idols. Amen.
Now, just imagine if you don't do what verse 7 said when you constantly, when you keep it a consistency with talking about the word of God in your household. Just imagine if you don't. What if you start slipping off? What if you stop saying a couple of things? You know, what if you was in my situation with the other spouses in the world? Then they might get entangled with these holidays. They might get entangled with all the rest of these other things. And then, if any possible way, they might end up with these dumb idols in their heart. But in order for that not to happen, you got to do what the book of Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 7 said. Hey, you got to be on the word of God with your children daily. We're starting to get an understanding of what these scriptures are saying about our children. But just in case, we can't leave this one out. I thought about it, but we cannot leave this one out. Let's go into the book of Galatians. Yep, the book of Galatians chapter 5. The book of Galatians chapter 5 and verse 22 to the end. Galatians chapter 5 verses 22 through 26. This also part of it too. Make sure you teach your children this right here, because this is, I think, one of the most important things you can ever teach your child. It's because these things that we're about to read in Galatians chapter 5 verses 22 through 26, these things are definitely coming from the heart. This is how you get your child's heart right. Because these are the things a wicked man can't do. What we're about to read, a wicked man cannot do. Because remember, the Bible said, what do the wicked have to declare to put my covenant in their mouth? That tells us that wicked people put the covenant in their mouth. We understand that wicked people know the word of God. We understand that the wicked people know scriptures, the wicked people know book, wicked people even know, they know all this stuff, right? The Great Tribulation, the Abomination of Desolation, whatever. But the only way that you can show the difference between them is the fruits of these spirits that we're about to read. Let's find out, let's read what we should be teaching our children. 22, when you get it, read it.
Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness. since there is no law, and they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affection and lust. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another.
But remember what the Scripture said. Remember, the Bible said that the Spirit in us lusteth to envy. So think about it. That can come at an age too. You got to keep an eye on your child when you teach them about this envy, because the Bible already declared that the Spirit in all of us, whether you wicked or whatever, desireth to envy. Not saying that we do envy, we don't follow envy. It's a big difference. We got to teach our children that too. But what we really need to understand is this right here. It said, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, faith, meekness, temperance. These things only a righteous person can do. Because if you have this stuff in your heart, that means it always show. So that means we got to make sure we teach our children how to show love. We got to teach our children how to show joy. We go out and even show our children peace and long-suffering. How do you think you can teach a child that? By watching you. When your child see you showing love, then you teach them how to show love. When they see you in joy in the right way, then they learn joy. When they see you in peace, in showing peace, then they see that and then they learn that. When they see you long suffering, instead of tearing them up all the time, but you just really give them a good talking sometimes, then you start to see that long suffering. Faith. Hey, baby, we gonna get through this. Meekness, temperance. You can teach your child that, but also walk in that same light so they know you ain't no phony. You got to teach them. You got to do it too. Amen. Go into the book of Proverbs chapter 15. It's because if you teach your child what's right, if you teach your children the commandments, if you teach your children the fruit of the Spirit, then you do pretty good. But you also want to teach your child this right here. 15:5, just that one verse. When you get it, go ahead and read.
Proverbs chapter 15, verse 5. A fool despises his father's instruction, but he that regardeth reproof is prudent.
So you want to tell your child that. Let your child know me growing up. Hey, remember, a fool despises his father's instruction. Hey, son, you want to be considered a fool? Most likely, no. Then you got to take heed to what I'm telling you. Because I'm telling you to guide you in the right way. You got to teach him that too. Because a fool despises his father's instructions. And don't nobody want their child to be considered a fool in the Most High eyes. So then we got to do our part and our job to teach them this. To how to be obedient and not rebellious. Because if you're a rebellious child, we already know the road they're going. So you have to teach your child what's right. Now let's go in the book of Romans chapter 8. We're in the book of Romans, chapter 8. Hold on one second. I knew she was coming. Hold on one second, guys. I'm sorry. What? Shh. Go. Romans 8 and verses 14. The book of Romans chapter 8, verse 14.
Romans chapter 8, verse 14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God.
So we got to make sure that our children understand that, because you don't want to be considered a fool, right? Why? Because for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are made the sons of God. So to teach your children, hey, this is not the right way to go. If you follow the Most High God laws and ways, then you will be considered a child of the Most High God. You know, just a little food for thought, a little here and there. Lesson almost over with. Now let's go to the book of John chapter 1. So now we're in the book of John chapter 1, verse 12. When you get it, bro, just that one verse, go ahead and read.
St. John chapter 1, verse 12. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believed on his name.
So, hey, so if we do this thing right with our kids and make sure that we get them right, then it's a strong possibility that they can be a part of this as well. But in order for this stuff to happen, you got to start at their youth. You got to teach them this daily. And I'm not talking about you teach it to them Monday and you don't talk about it again until the next couple of months. You ain't talking about that. But keeping the word of God, continually, keeping the consistency with teaching the word of God to your children daily in order for this to happen, because if you do this thing right, just like the precept said, then you're able to place your own child above your own name because you have done all that you can to teach him the word of God. But now, what if you don't? One more time. What if you don't? This is a scary one. The world is scary. Let's go to the book of 1 Timothy chapter 5. Let's see if you don't do any of this stuff we're talking about. In the book of 1 Timothy chapter 5. And we're going to read one verse. Let's read the scary stuff, bro. 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 8. You get it? Go ahead and read.
1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 8. But if any provide not for his own, and especially of those of his own house, he hath denied the faith and is worse than a infidel.
Ooh. But if any provide not for his own, and especially for those of his own house, he hath denied the faith and is worse than an infidel. So what I did was look up the word provide. The word provide, the verb, it means supply, give, issue. You know what issue means? It means an important topic or problem for debate or discussion. So that discussion, even with your child discussing things, is also the exact same thing as well. But the whole thing is this right here. If you don't do the things that you're supposed to do to provide for your family, provide for your household, or to take care of your children and definitely teaching him the ways of the righteous way, that man, you worse than an infidel. You are worse. You are better. A non-believer is in a better position than you are. But what else shouldn't we do with our children? Let's go to the book of Hebrews chapter 6. In the book of Hebrews chapter 6. Hebrews 6, and we're going to pick it up at verse 4. Just that one verse. When you get it broke, go ahead and read.
Hebrews chapter 6, starting at the 4. For it is impossible for those who were once enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly gift and were made partakers of the Holy Ghost.
Oh, that's like super duper wrong. I'm sorry, give me 1 second.
Let me see.
I'm sorry, y'all. Give me 1 second. That's the wrong one. That's why. Let's go. It's Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 4. The book of Ephesians chapter 6, verse 4. Just that one verse. When you get it, go ahead and read.
Ephesians 6 and 4. And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nature and in admonition of the Lord.
Right, so that's also we got to make sure we do too. Don't be going out there trying to provoke your kids to anger, you know, ticking them off on purpose or whatever. You know, just do the best you can to be a parent to your children. You know, do your part. You know, the book said, you know, spare not the rod with your child. We understand all that. But the whole thing is that we shouldn't be out here provoking our children to anger. You know, I grew up with that. I really did grow up with that. Because the house I grew up on, the boy, they really knew how to provoke you to anger. You know, and it's continually, too. But that's something we shouldn't do. Let's not provoke our children to anger. Now let's go to the book of Proverbs chapter 17, and this will be last. The book of Proverbs chapter 17. And this is how you put your name child above your own. The book of Proverbs 17, verse 6, when you get it, go ahead and read.
Proverbs 17 and 6. Children's children are the crown of old men, and the glory of children are their fathers.
Hey, so the children's children are the crown of old men, and the glory of children are their fathers. So this is the whole thing here, family. In order for you to place your child name above your own is by teaching them from the youth. If you so blessed to be taught the truth before your child is even born, but when you get your own child or whatever, make sure you do all you can in your power to teach them the laws, statutes, and commandments of Most High God. Teach them how to deal with peace. Teach them also with their talents. Teach your children their talents. Make sure you stay up on that. And if you do that, then it's a strong possibility, if they stick with it, that they can make their parents proud and you can give them to the Father and have their name placed above yours because you did all you could to be a father to your children. And I thank y'all for your time.
Amen, brother.
Amen.
Amen, brother. Brother
Isaiah? Yes, ma'am.
You just gave a lesson on parenting 101. You go.
Oh, praise. The Father's merciful.
Yes, you did.
Yes, he did.
Parenting 101.
Amen.
Because if they do that, our children wouldn't be in the condition they're in.
Yes, ma'am. They sure will. Are you going in now, Sister Mary?
Sister Mary, I can't hear you.
I say I give him great ups for that.
Amen.
Amen.
Good reading, Brother Nakomi.
Oh, yes, sir. Thank you. Good job, Nakomi.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, bro.
Well, I like to say, man, if I can, shalom, shalom, everyone. Great lesson.
Shalom.
Shalom.
This is a great lesson, man. It's phenomenal. And when you was talking about the children, and being an example to the children, you know, being that example, man, you know, that you would give your child a name, it brought me to this in Genesis 33. Watch this glory, that when children see good, then they know how to do the right thing. Watch this. This is Genesis 33:1. It says, "And Jacob lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, Esau came, and with him 400 men. And he divided the children unto Leah and unto Rachel and unto the two handmaidens." So all of the children were separated in four different orders. So one of his sons was going to, his sons were going to escape. That's the idea. They separated everybody up. Then he said, "And he passed over before them and bowed himself to the ground seven times until he came near to his brother. And Esau ran to meet him and embraced him and fell on his neck and kissed him, and they wept."
Amen.
Now watch this. Who's here? The 11. The 11 is here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Joseph is there with Rachel, because he said he divided with the children and according to these groups. So Rachel, she died having Benjamin, so that means she had Joseph. So Joseph seen this. He seen what this looked like.
Mm-hmm.
So when his brother saw him sitting on Pharaoh's throne, he remembered this. What if he never saw this? Then maybe he would have fell on the on the other brother. But because Joseph saw this kind of love for his brother, he had the same compassion when he saw his brother, even though they sold him into captivity. Yeah.
Mm, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Look. I got that from Old Sting.
Hey.
I got one from Joe Old Sting. And I was wondering when I was going to be able to use this CC, and here it is. And you know what? You agree. So, hey, there it is. Because that's what I saw. I saw the same thing. I saw that love. And when you was talking about being an example, this brought me back to this. And I thought that was a great mind to, you got to show the children how to love.
Yes, we do.
You do. And you kept stressing that you have to be, you had to show them good manners. You can't teach them hatred and be vulgar around them, because they'll be vulgar.
Yep.
You're right. This is a great, great lesson, brother.
Amen.
I yield the mic.
Shalom. Shalom, they call me.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Great lesson. One of the principles you started out with early is, and this is something I always tell people when it comes, like people always want to change, you know, want to be an influence for other people. Like they said, they want them to do good. They want them to be about Christ, and they want their kids to do this and their family to do things like that. And the Most High showed me something early in my walk when I first became an Israelite. When I first went to the Israelite Church of God in Jesus Christ, I went the first two months by myself. My wife and stuff, they weren't into it. But then she called her sisters and said, "He all excited about this church. I need to see what this is about." And her sister said, "You ain't asking." I never asked her to join. I never told her to do anything. And her sister said, "Just go see what it is." And she went, her and her daughter. This is December
2001. When we first got together, we didn't even go to church. She went in there, and she saw all those women covered up and following the Lord. My wife worked on the assembly line at Ford Motor Company. From that day forward, she wrapped her head and put on a dress and worked on the assembly line in a dress and said, if they don't tell me to take it off, I'm going to wear it till. And she retired from Ford just like that. But guess what? I didn't push at I and people say, did you make her do that? Why didn't you say no? I did what I needed to do. I walked, and guess what? That's how things work. Maybe if we do what we're supposed to do, it'll affect other people. I'm watching you saying, let yourself be the light. That's what
Amen.
You need to do with your children. My son lived here. My son's mother died, and he ended up living with me. And one thing, people say, man, you got such a good son. But the thing is, though, when he lived with me, the only things he saw me do, because when he was younger, I was an alcoholic. When he moved with me then, I was on TV preaching God. I was in a church preaching God. I was at Job's church preaching God. I was on TV, streets, everywhere, doing the work of the Lord. He got to see his daddy on TV, all these things, but everything he saw was me dealing with the Lord. I've never had to go to get my son out of no jail. I ain't never had no problems with my son. But get my son, but you know what? I say it's because guess what? I've been in the work of the Lord and just keep going forward in the work of the Lord. And I said, I don't worry about my kids. I got a daughter too. I don't have no problem with my kids. None of my kids has never been in trouble and things like that. I just keep walking forward and doing his will, and he keeps them covered. That's how I feel about it, and that's what I believe. So I believe if I do what I'm supposed to do, the people that I'm praying for and asking him to cover, if it's his will, he'll do that. So that I'm saying, so the best thing you
Amen.
Can do is let your light so shine before a man, son, daughter, whoever. So with that, brother, great principles, great principles.
Amen. But that was great principles itself, bro, what you just said, man. That's beautiful, and that's a blessing, man. And it's something that I can do in my lifetime. You know, thank you for sharing that very blessed story, bro.
Oh, you're very welcome, bro. Shalom. All
right, shalom. Do anybody else have anything to say? Because if not, I'm going to go back and start talking. You know, I know we're going to be here for about 3 hours.
Do anybody have anything else to say?
Yeah, I do. Let me go and tell you about this thing I just did right here. No, I'm just playing.
I like to say, man, that was a great lesson, man. That was a great, great lesson. And, two, a lot of us need to be hearing that every day. And it's a thing when you have children and they listening to you, man. You can just see their minds exploding when you're talking about God.
Mm-hmm.
Because there is nothing but creativity in their mind when you're talking about God, because that's something neither you nor I have ever seen. So it's all creative. And it may children use their imagination. So they be seeing it, man. It ain't like they too young to get it. They see it. They look at it with a great imagination. Like, whoa, ain't no restrictions. It ain't no restrictions. It like a,
mm-hmm.
Like that whiter piece of paper you that lesson you did.
Amen.
They like a piece of paper, man, with just, you know, you can just write on, you know. Great lesson, Jew. Great lesson. I'm glad you're settling in, you know. And another thing, you know, you're settling in and you know, everything is, the Father is allowing that peace to be still where you can see it. That's a gift
Amen.
In itself, man. So that's good. And now you're teaching your seed, your trade. You know, most of us in our culture, we taught our children how to be like us. Like Jesus, Joseph was a carpenter, and so was Jesus. You know, so it's only like giving that you should teach your daughter your gifts.
Mm-hmm.
And that creativity, that's really when she start learning how you think. So that's your genius. So that all this, I can see it, man. I can see all of it manifesting. You're right. So I'm hearing you, and I'm thankful for you. Amen. Great lesson on it, and great lesson. And you're right. Paul's son read for him, and he did a great job.
Mm-hmm.
He did a great job. So I hope to see that a lot more often. With that being said, I'm going to say, hey, everybody, I want to thank you for your time with Holy Edify Someone. Oh, tomorrow evening, we have the Sound of the Living Waters at 7 o'clock p.m. You had a Commonwealth of Israel, myself, and Sister Ray. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Friday night, that's tomorrow night at 7 o'clock p.m. We want to be there for that. And the Sabbath day. Commonwealth of Israel. Sunday still open. So with that being said, we'll thank everybody for their time. We hope we edify someone. And as we say here at the Sounds of Living Waters, to do what?
Read your Bibles.
Shalom, yeah. Everyone.
Shalom. Right, shalom, family.
Shalom.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water, Sounds of the Living Water, Radio Show.